Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about fear of success today. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of years ago, it's probably not even more than a couple, we started to write about and talk about fear of success, fear of failure.
Yeah.
And so we have our own theory about it. A lot of people write about it, although it's similar to what we think. Mm-hmm. And I'm always relieved when a client has a fear a failure, not a fear of success, because fear of success is harder to get over.
It is.
Mm. Fear of failure, okay, so you don't like to fail. Let's reframe that. I mean, there's a lot we can do.
Right. Right.
But fear of success, I'm going to let you describe it.
Well, the thing actually that's fascinating to me about fear of success is it's very hard to pin down. Mm-hmm. And usually it's hard to know actually that you have it, you know. Mm-hmm. The sort of side symptoms are you avoid things that could be great opportunities. Mm-hmm. You may avoid promotions. You may, promise something and then not deliver it. And it all has to do with the fear of actually being seen, but it's tied in to the fear of losing the support and the people that you have around you. Mm-hmm. So usually there's a payoff for staying small.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so you're afraid that you're going to lose your loved ones, you'll lose your marriage, you'll lose your coworkers. It's all about staving off what you imagine to be as interpersonal loss.
And mm-hmm. I've seen it as deep as a family dynamic where you have one other sibling, and that sibling is never going to be successful because they're an addict or
right.
they have a mental problem.
Right.
And you, in the family dynamic, would, by showing up as the winner,
right.
would make them feel even worse.
Yeah, there's the loser.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's like an unwritten mm-hmm. rule in that family dynamic.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen that in a couple of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really hard one to work through.
It is.
And I also find that many times people that have this are in denial. They say, no, I don't have that.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what I mean, is it's very hard. It's so deep, as you say. Mm-hmm. I think deep is a good term for it. It's usually the roots are so deep that it's very hard to actually identify in yourself, except when sometimes other people will point out, like, I don't understand. Why didn't you go for that promotion?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't understand. You were set to win that award. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're able to kind of have you see for a moment how you may be blocking yourself from
right.
succeeding.
Yeah, I think for momentarily, but I've seen people also partner with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Then it looks like it was the partner that made it bad.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. it was your choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, them do it in very, very difficult to look at or figure out what's really going on.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when we ran business groups, Kathy, mm-hmm. I remember there were, and usually, Logan, there's no lack of talent for someone who has fear of success.
Right.
They're usually super smart or super capable or really gifted in whatever it is that they're pursuing. But always there's something that pulls them away. And with the mm-hmm. business owners, I remember specifically noticing who always had like family emergencies
right.
that stopped them from pursuing their mm-hmm. goals, right? Or something happened at the house and they had to stay there, not anyone else. And
mm-hmm.
and so there's always something pulling them away from actually succeeding.
Are there certain procrastinators that also have this fear? And they use the procrastination as a means to not
that
ever
possibly.
Grow or be
possibly.
Successful?
Yeah, that could be a piece of it for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Though I find procrastinators usually are suffering more from fear of failure.
Okay.
Like they don't want to do it because they don't want to fail at it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
I mean, that's a flaming generalization, but
well, see, all of this can be generalizations because it's very difficult to identify.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we finally do identify it, I have to say most of my clients, some have gone beyond it when they really figure out, oh, okay, here's the loss that I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so many don't want to go there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to face it because it's deep.
It is mm-hmm. deep. Okay, so I want to just pose a few things. And that one thing is that, and it's very important to see what beliefs, if you suspect that you may have fear of success, which mm-hmm. you might want to suspect if you know that you haven't really reached your full potential, mm-hmm. if you know that you avoid opportunities that could be improving your career or your general success. But here's the thing that you want to uncover, and that is, what are the beliefs that are driving this for you? Mm-hmm. And so questions you can ask yourself if you realize, gosh, I keep holding myself back, or I, you know, someone told me to contact them and I just never follow through. What? So here are some questions that you can ask yourself. First is, if I win, who loses?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a really important one. Mm-hmm.
And then what goes with that is, who will my success hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's usually an idea that if you win and someone else loses, it's going to hurt someone else.
Right.
Who will judge me mm-hmm. if I succeed? Mm-hmm. Sometimes fear of success is very much attached with a sort of subconscious belief that if I succeed, I'll be attacked as well and judged mm-hmm. by the people around me. And then, who will leave me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I succeed, who's going to leave me because they're not happy that I'm really shining?
Mm-hmm.
So there are some light and happy questions you can ask yourself.
Yeah, they're quite cheery. But yeah. You know, I think you have to ask yourself that repeatedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think everybody has to ask themselves that, because, you know, as you climb the ladder, you do lose friends.
Yeah.
You just do in general. And even if you don't have the fear, you know, there are people that get competitive and there are people that just can't take it.
Yeah,
I remember
sure.
this one friend when we were really good friends. And when our first book came out, Going Indie, mm-hmm. She was supposed to come and take photographs and she never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well. And I couldn't believe it. And then after, I was like, I can't believe I have no photos. You didn't show up, and there are no photos.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I just didn't feel good enough about myself because, you know, you had the success. I was like, what? What's happening here?
Well,
then
yeah.
why didn't you just say no? I would have gotten somebody else. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, clearly I'm not friends with her anymore. Mm-hmm. By the way, she did just try to friend me on Facebook. What do you think? So many years later, I ignored it. What do you think?
What do I think about to friend?
Should I have?
Popping up in someone's life years later?
Yeah. I think whenever you do that, it's pretty much game over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd give them another chance?
No. I mean,
I'm like, well, there's been three more books since then, honey. So I don't know that you want to come back here.
Send her a free book.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. All right. Anyway, back to fear of success.
Yeah, back to fear of success. So, yeah, you do need to keep asking yourselves those questions. I would say, you said not all of your clients are able to push through it.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision, really, because mm-hmm. this is your life. You know, it's not just this one situation or this one job or this one project. This is your life. And
well,
so,
right. So what I see is they get it and they move forward for a while and then it creeps back in.
Right.
And we have to start the process over again. It's a hard one.
It's
one that
hard.
You have to work on repeatedly. It's not something that you work on and it is gone.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Does that happen with fear of failure as well?
No.
Or once you get past that, you can just keep kind of moving
forward? I think that once you understand that everyone fails and things don't work out and you're resilient and you get up the next mm-hmm. day and you do something else and everything's fine.
Yeah.
I think once you start, you know, feeling better and see failure in a different light, you're pretty much.
Yeah.
But sometimes it comes back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what Catherine sees more than me. What do you think?
Well, I think that if you have fear of failure, you can counteract that with building rejection resilience, which is what you're talking about.
And confidence.
Mm-hmm. And confidence. But mm-hmm. you build the confidence just by doing it, you know, mm-hmm. more and more and more and living with when you succeed and when you fail, and getting support. Actually, I think in both cases, it's very important to have support. But again, a fear of success person may start to get support and then pull out as things
yes.
start to get better.
So that's
what
it
I mean. It's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have found, I think it's just a lot deeper. I think it's usually in the family, right?
You mean something that you were trained to do in
yeah.
your family?
Yeah, I think it starts very early.
Right. Mm. You're protecting others, usually, mm-hmm. and you're protecting yourself. And there's a, the message is, we love you as long as you stay right size.
Right.
And we don't love you
mm-hmm. if you and, get if you go out of that
right.
box.
So if you have, for example, if you have a very competitive parent who's always in competition with you, you may have fear of success. Because what's interesting about that is then if you succeed, it'll feel as if you're hurting that very competitive parent.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing better than they are, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. can't handle it. So
amazing, it, wow. right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, it's a good argument for a little psychotherapy at different points in your life.
I mean, I've seen it, you know, in movies.
Uh-huh.
You know, with siblings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a—it's definitely a sibling thing also,
right.
and I've seen it even with my brothers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the siblings has more fear of success
yes.
than the others, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can guess who that would be.
Right. We don't have to say.
right.
I don't think either one listens. But I think that one really has to be top dog.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if the other one were to become bigger than him, that would be a big problem.
Right.
Have yeah. you always felt that the other one has the potential to be successful? And that they've just kind of stifled themselves?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the usually the tip-off is that you, friends and family, ironically, and certainly colleagues of someone who has fear of success,
Ooh.
Are always telling them how talented they are and
right.
how capable they are, maybe how powerful they are, how, you know, the magnetism they have.
Ooh.
But it's not. They just cannot fully act on it.
Right.
So it's important, I actually think, to feel compassion for yourself mm-hmm. if you have this or for mm-hmm. someone who does have it, to understand there's so much fear attached to this
mm-hmm.
and that notion that visibility is a dangerous thing. It's not a positive thing.
Mm.
And so you've got in the work that you have to do, it's a lot about changing your emotional state around it and addressing your beliefs around it. It's not a rational, and that's what you're talking to, Kathy, is
mm-hmm.
that you can swat it with rational arguments,
mm-hmm.
but that's not going to change
yeah.
your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So to our listeners, anyone who is experiencing this, mm-hmm. is there something they can read? I think there's probably, there are some articles out there. I don't know if there's a book on it.
Yeah, I'm sure there actually is a book on fear of success whose title is escaping me at this moment. But Logan, you found a very nice article, right?
Yes.
But the Good Men Project, Are You Afraid of Your Potential?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely articles written about it, and they all kind of address, they all say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think an executive coach that's trained in this, not somebody that just went to coach you and knows how to ask good questions, but
right.
somebody who's really trained with some a psychological bend,
yeah.
Who can really help you get over this.
Yeah, and just see it as a process. I do think that it's possible to move through it, but
mm-hmm.
you definitely need emotional support with it.
Yeah, and it's a process.
It
doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, and which is good because then you don't have to worry you're not going to be that popular that quickly.
Right. Oh, there you go. There's a silver lining for this depressing overtime.
Yep.
Right, so what we're saying is if you have fear of success, we care about you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to tap into resources that exist. You may want some, Kathy's talking about, some professional assistance. And if you see it in someone else, it's probably a hard thing to point out to someone, but just keep on telling them you know that they're great.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, and direct them to the podcast. Maybe it'll help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.